Well, Ion, what would you like to tell Carolyn about her work that she's not paying attention to, or something that we need to go into, what's going to happen in the future? You know, give you fill her in.
Oh, we don't
stuff.
Do that. That's how things get messed up. You all control of the future fuck stuff up all the time, Bob. We've redone it 3-4 times, but that's okay. It's not a problem. It's just you keep going through the cycles. You keep recycling. It's recycling. Now, we keep talking about how there's no reincarnation, but you cycle these things in and out, in and out, in and out. Basically, you make it happen, and then you have to go and do it, undo it. You stick,
are you talking about we make reincarnation
no,
happen?
No, it's an example. It's an example of what you call it. You've got this timeline that you're into, and that's what you got to change.
Oh, you got to hear that, Carol? That relates to you, Carol. You got to change something here.
No. This one's run. You're going to do another one that doesn't include it. It's going to be okay.
You hear that, Carol?
But you can't change. You don't want to change this one because otherwise you'll have to do it again. So you're making preference of I like this or I don't like this. So we're trying ice creams. You don't want to get a quart of every ice cream there to see which one you like because you're going to waste all the other quarts. Let's get a quart you like and then do that one, and you're almost there is the point. That's the news flash.
Did you get anything out of that, Carol?
Mm.
No.
Well, no, it's okay.
What did he say?
Don't order.
Why are we going to reincarnation?
Don't order. Go to Lappert's and order a quart of every ice cream they have to see which one you prefer. Because you're going to eat that ice cream and you're not going to like it and you want another one. Well, you're wasting all those quarts. That's the example of what they call reincarnation.
Well, I'm sure it would be great to get a handle on what reincarnation, not reincarnation, is. Lately, I've been thinking that there's no time, so there can't be reincarnation. If that seems
there
to
is,
all
that's
time.
Right. That's right, and there is not. But there is ice cream, and there is different quarts, and there's different applications when you're engaging it. So one is wasted, and one is not.
So there is. People do die, and. Hang around the guff, and then they're sent back.
They don't die. Not, there's no death.
Yeah, well, they transition.
Not even
they're
like
not
that.
In the physical.
Okay.
They're not in the physical.
That.
Hey, look, I know. We'll change it. They transition, then they're not in the physical. They're in the non-physical. They might be in the guff. They might not. Then they come back in the physical? Do you accept that statement?
Well, no, they emerge from a two physical if they aren't. But we say that all that.
If they emerge from two physical, did you just say they emerge from two physical?
Yeah.
And they enter into the physical. Are you still there?
We are.
Yeah, they emerge from the guff, but you're calling that the two physical. T-O-O.
Yes, T-O-O, and like moss.
But what is this two physical, T-O-O?
The capacity that you think you're not in physical, but you are physically something or somewhere. In a pocket dimension, you'd be two physical, meaning you'd be here and there. It's T-W-O, but it's like not the number of, it's the two as in too much.
Are you saying that when you transition,
you're having
go to the
too,
guff,
way too much fun?
When you transition, go to the guff. It's not
no,
physically
that's
not
past. Now that's past. That's past.
Oh yeah, okay, I understand
that's
the, I heard about that. The non-physical, the guff is not happening anymore. So people transition to what you're calling the two physical.
Okay, we can go with that. Let's go with that. That's not perfect words, but it's going to get you there. It's going to open up some new capacities because now you're going to get into the chip bodies application of when somebody's gone that they are. That's why you're going to do your Judy Garland Extraordinary this weekend. It's going to be fabulous.
Oh, yeah, that's horrible, that Judy Garland stuff. You want that
to play. Oh, I know. Yes, we do. Yes. One way or the other.
Unless you help explain this, I'm not playing. I'm not playing them. Unless
just
you
cue it up. Just cue it up.
Yeah, we heard that. Yeah. And what does that mean to cue it up? I don't know what you mean.
Load it. It's number four. Loaded, it's number 5. Loaded, it's number 6.
Do you mean send it to Bill and have it put, hold it, you want it sent to Bill and put in the template?
Okay.
Computer.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Thing? I don't think I'll do that. That's too much work for him. I'll just, you just want them lying there on the bar, ready to be hit, to be played.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, are you introducing a new idea, the two physical, or is that a new term after the guff is gone?
Yeah, it's, is there life after love?
What is love? A force field?
Yes.
So what is there life after a force field's gone? Right? That's what you're saying.
Basically, yes.
So people, they have to have they have to transition to lose their force field. Correct?
Mostly.
See, Berlin's going to change. Is Berlin, maybe we can move into this bit. So the changes in Berlin is part of this subculture world that's going to happen in the United States. Is there subcultures taking over in Berlin?
Rather than beat it to death and spend an hour explaining your nuances, we're just going to quietly say yes, Bob, but it won't last. Can we get away with that?
Yeah. Are we going to change it so nothing lasts? That's our Coldplay.
We don't add anything to it. Just ask the questions, Palmer. Yes, you're going to change it, but don't add anything to it.
Right. And so, in other words, what we're bringing in, that brings up the third point. You said in passing somewheres, maybe it was to me, private session or on payday, but you said the wolf isn't there anymore.
Right.
Okay. Now, yep. I remember you saying that in September 2008 when Bush and the SEC chairman and Paulson and Bernanke, they didn't think they would have to deal with this crash. They were going to leave it to Obama. But then they had to deal with it, and they kind of looked bad. And I eventually implied that that was the bad guy, the wolf's last stand. Didn't call it the wolf, but the old power gang, that was their last stand. And there was no power anymore. What you know, that the Alex Jones and the paranoids worry about. There was no more Illuminati in the public sphere.
Yeah, they had Barbara Bush coming. She moves heaven and earth. They drugged her in her damn walker to South Carolina to get her jabs, few votes, and they laughed her off the damn stage. Nothing is sacred anymore.
Right, and that was, and you laughed off stage. Is that the one that Charlie and Sheila attended? They attended a Jeb Bush thing.
They did. No, that was a Donald Trump thing.
Right, but they didn't.
Donald Trump.
They said, well, he said, maybe she didn't go, but he said Jeb Bush was the most, the biggest crowd. But that's what you mean? South Carolina, Charlie might have attended it, that they came, and
yes.
Barbara Bush didn't help.
Bush was the largest, yeah.
And they actually laughed off state. Weren't they there to support Jeb Bush?
And yes, they were, but it was not well.
Oh, it didn't work out. And the audience thought they were going to support him, but he didn't present himself very well, so they turned on him.
Well, and they didn't vote for him.
Right. Okay, so you're saying that people aren't listening. It's the CIA, the Homeland Security, that can go around secretly killing people. That would be what the subcultures can do. That's not part of the wolf not being there. That part of the wolf is still there.
Bob, it's over. It's over. The Android meme is over, Bob. The oligarch can't even unlock goddamn iPhones anymore. The government can't even unlock the phones anymore, Bob. It's over. Look on your box and figure out why not. They just can't. They don't have permission. They don't know how to do it. They can't do it. They don't have the capacity to do it. And so it's over. Everybody knows it now. They can't get the information. They can't listen to everything. They aren't able to get everything. They don't have control of everything. The chip body has gotten so now, just as we said, it's going to be moved to the cloud, and they're not going to be interfering anymore. I think
you mean
clearly
moved to your cloud or the cloud Bill Gates and Steve? Yeah, not to Steve Gates' cloud.
They don't. They can't even. Well, look here. That's funny. Look at the cloud. They say they can't unlock it either. They say they can't break into their iPhone either. So
they can't break into their own cloud, is what you're saying.
Correct. Into their own iPhone.
Right. So is it just a matter? Well, that would be why subcultures, small groups that are not beholden to the government, can start trying to take things in their own hands and meting out their sense of justice and revenge. We would say
they already have, Bob. We would say they already have.
Can you give an example of that?
No, not here.
All right. How about do they do it when they kill a black kid? Is that an example of that?
Not a good one.
Not a good one, but
now we can play with this just a little bit. Let's say you got none of those work. Every one of those takes you down the path of perdition, and we don't want you there. So no.
Okay, none of what you were going to say works.
Well, everything takes you down a path that you shouldn't be on.
Right. So the wolf, the Android mean died in the fall of 2008 when Bush and them gave up on the economy.
They didn't give up on the economy. The economy gave up on them.
Right. And are people doing well under this new?
No, yeah. Bob, listen, one second. Hold on. Hold that thought just a minute. You do realize that now they're bartering and bantering and having great conversation because your national debt is $18 trillion. And that's the part you actually owe. There's about $100 trillion if you add up all the stuff like payments that they have to make, you know, continued payments they have to make. It's unfathomable. You can't even think that high. They have no idea. And the American people are just laughing because, make it $100 trillion. It won't make any difference from $10 trillion or $100 trillion. We can't tell the difference in $100 million.
Okay, so they got a big debt. Are they doing well ignoring it?
Well, what do you think? Nobody's even noticed. They make a big conversation, and then the only thing that comes up in the topic of conversation during your great Democratic debate is they accused Donald Trump of having a little dick. They said he had a small penis, and he says he gets on national television in front of Megan, who bleeds out of all of her orifices, apparently, and explains that you know what they say about men who have little hands and little feet. That they're challenged penally. And so he raises his hand, spans it all the way across, and see, let me tell you all right now, right here, especially you, little Rubio, and you, Lion's Head, there's no problem downstairs for me. I'm good. There's no problem. I can assure you, there's no problem. That was much more important than owing $18 trillion of money. And they actually said those exact words. Really?
Who? One of the candidates said
Donald,
this
Donald
topic
Trump.
Is he said this topic
no,
about
Donald Trump was talking about his genitalia.
Yeah. And
was actually in a national debate.
Well, yeah.
Now, if that ain't the Android meme, there ain't never been one. And you can't make this up, Bob, and you can take all the credit for it if you want to. But it's sad because you're down to the point now where they're starting to do this shit. They're starting to do this crap. I hope you're happy.
I set this up.
Let's sit around rolling up and say, hey, what's the craziest thing you never think about? Having a national GOP candidate, the front runner, talk about and validate the size of his dick on national TV in front of Megan and Fox and all of CNN.
Yeah, it does.
Let's
say
that.
A picture of the New York Post. Prickly Don rips below belt jab. Size matters. Does he say that size of dick matters?
Yes, that's what he's saying. There's no problem with this, with him downstairs. There's no problem. because he has big feet and big hands, so he has no problem. And we and the standard why that's funny is because it's, well, of course, it's a little bit sad, but you think about it and do the math on that, it's like, this is what you're down to, Bob. This is the best you got.
I predicted to be a post-information society, and now we're acting
that's
it out.
That's not post. That's not post. That's
what is it?
That's not post. That's never been. That's never been.
That's
Woodrow
right.
Wilson didn't even know. He didn't even know that's what you called it in those days. This is not even a clue.
He didn't know
that he had a penis. He didn't know they called it a penis. They didn't. Christian social people didn't talk about genitalia, Bob. They just didn't talk about that ever.
That's right. Let me see. They're looking. How could everybody get it so wrong? I think they mean about Trump. David Redmick, editor of New York Magazine, told his readers last summer that Mr. Trump was such an ignoramus who knew nothing but politics that his whole con might end well before the first snows in Sioux City. So they're shocked, the literati, intelligentsia, that he's going to win. That's what they're.
They've got Mitt Romney making speeches saying that we're going to genocide the grand old party if he makes it. You're going to hear about. Rule 40.
You saying Romney says that the Republicans will give up, they'll get rid of it, so Trump can't be head of it? Is that what you just said?
No, they're saying if Donald Trump wins, then we're going to take and redo the grand old party so that he can't win. And they'll do that by what's something called Rule 40. You'll hear all about Rule 40, Bob, very soon.
Yeah, okay, but I thought Romney came out and supported Trump.
Are you nuts? No. Well, he did when
he
was in.
Yeah, he stood there. No, Romney, I saw the footage the other day. He stood there with Trump by his side, saying, unless that was something that happened a long time ago, and they just told his footage. So Romney is against Trump.
Yes, and he did a huge speech about it. Now they're talking about a brokered convention.
What does that mean? That means
that you're going to invoke Rule 40.
They're going to try to stop Trump. Is that going to be possible? What do you think, Ian?
No,
is it still up in
it
the,
won't.
That depend on,
no, no, it will not. Me. It will not. You've already decided. You said the other day you wanted him, so it's done. They can blow him up, and he'll still win. His little face will be, they'll blow him up, and he'll be the face of Bo, and they'll stretch it out with his hair, or like Clarissa on Doctor Who, the one flat piece of skin, and they'll just roll him as a screen as the president when they play Hail to the Chief and go by that. But it's Rule 40. Rule 40. You'll hear about it.
The debate, I'm saying, you know, they wouldn't talk about the $1 trillion debt since they can't talk about real issues.
$18 trillion debt.
They ended up discussing the size of Donald Trump's dick. That's what they did. And it's a big New York Post thing. Trump's got his hands up, and he says, size matters. Size of your hands. So that's I am shocked at what I've created. Bob, it's gone too far. Right, Ian? You're a bit
too far.
Irritated.
I mean, you made Lyndon LaRouche blush. It's unconscionable.
What is that? I don't see LaRouche commenting on this stuff. Is this beneath his statement? I mean, is he pissed off at the political
You got him. You got him. You kind of got him in a quandary. You've got him far in his own place. Anything he says is going to expose
him. He didn't understand the McLuhan level. He didn't know it would come this
far. No, he didn't understand the Thompson quadrant. If you could get the Thompson quadrant, he could figure out where he was. He's lost in between. He's been lost between the Thompson quadrant and Marshall McLuhan.
Right, but he's dead, and he's been replaced. He's transitioned. He said.
Well, of course. Of course.
Yeah, So the organization that represented his image is nonplussed.
Lost in place. Mise en place. They are mise en place.
That's why I'm reading his books. It's like a great obituary. I'm reading
about what he did and didn't do.
Oh, I'm enjoying it, but Carol even liking them. Where are you going, Carol? Oh, yeah, you're getting picked up, Carol?
Yeah.
So are you going to go outside, or do I hide, or you go outside? Well, have a good day, Carol. Have fun. All right. So, Ian,
So they're avoiding top of the debt. So that's why you showed up. The non-physical, the two physical has to help us to deal with this issue. Help Bob.
No.
Or Bob,
no,
Bob took
no,
over?
No, you did this. You did this. We ain't helping with shit. You, this is your mess. These are your fingertip towels. This is your crap all over the sink. This is your food laid out all over stuff. This is your inside out. This is your closed door. This is your dust smoke running around all over the place. This is your stuff strode to kingdom come that the maids are going to lose. Just saying. It's all yours.
The maids are going to lose what?
Your stuff.
So, yeah, I noticed that. I hardly pay attention, but when I see it, I go, yep, I predicted this. I caused it. That's my attitude, you're saying.
You have to look at this objectively, Bob, because your show is going to be about this.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, yes, give me the objective view. Can I play this discussion, or is this confidential?
Well, edit it well, and if you edit it well, it should be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't even know if I'll bother doing
Your doing has been very good because you've been able to capture the essence without divulging anything out that's too sideways.
Right.
So you've done
right.
good.
Yeah, in my excerpts that you're complimenting my editing and what I play publicly.
It's very clear, concise,
yeah.
and on point. Good.
Yeah, yeah. But you're saying it's going to be discussed. It's like... The nation is shocked, the world is shocked at where it's come to after this debate last night?
Well, Bob, you were shocked, and nothing shocks you. You like
oh,
to
yeah,
actually
that's
talk
right.
about
I was,
Donald
well,
Trump.
Well,
you were shocked because it's like,
yeah, that,
well, then you, no, you didn't. You weren't shocked. You weren't shocked that we said it. You were shocked that the damn Drudge Report said something about
yeah.
it. If Drudge
yeah,
Report
yeah,
started
yeah.
talking about his big dick on national TV, now Houston, the Huffington Post is on. It's on.
So I don't have to read it. The basic point is, if you have big hands, you have a big dick. And they were saying Trump had small hands.
The
so
they were making reference to a disparaging remark, basically saying that he was a little, he's making
yeah.
fun of Rubio, calling him the little man. And he
yeah.
said, well, you know what they say about men who have little hands and little feet. Then basically he's saying that that's supposed to mean that you have a little penis. And he holds his hands up during the debate, countering the words that had been spoken in locker room slang, back alleys that he found out about, and said, well, you know what they say about men with big hands or with big hands and big feet? That he says, well, let me just put it this way. There's no problem downstairs. Everything is good downstairs. So he's clearing up, clearing the air.
All right. So then... He's following the rule that big hands means big dick, right?
Correct. He is confirming that he indeed is generously endowed.
All right.
Well, you're not on the show talking about the size of your dick, so you've moved up the food chain. You've got
right.
a little past Aleister Crowley now, so you've moved up a little bit, so that's
right.
good.
And a lot of people are getting sucked into that, public commentators, and that's all they're talking about. They're getting distracted
by
it.
All that is. That's all that is. There's more meme than there is Android.
So, okay, so the Android meme collapsed, and that's what you mean. The wolf, this is more expression of, there's no wolf because the wolf is acting silly from the average person's perception.
The wolf isn't even responding. See, they're saying that we don't care about that. We don't care about people. We don't care. We just care about voters. Wait, no. Yeah, no, we don't care about people. Get rid of all the people. We care only care about voters. No, wait.
And who is saying
they're
that?
Connected.
Is that the end?
Everybody. 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 Everybody.
Why
and they don't realize that people are voters.
They're just concerned about voters. In other words, they're saying this election, even though it looks pretty silly, it is the most important thing, and you're not going to distract us with some serious issues. That's what the people are noticing.
Like people. Yeah, you're not going to distract me with speaking about something like people. That's ridiculous.
So the wolf at the door, this is beyond Orwell's 1984, the fear meme of 1984.
By, to the nth degree. This isn't going to be a fear war. This is going to be lay it down.
What does that mean?
to lay it down, what would that
you'll
be?
See. You'll see.
Right.
Or anyway, they're shooting
right.
themselves in the head. They're shooting themselves in the face anyway. And the funniest one ever is that the newest one, the raging one, is this man goes in to rob the store. He gets a soda, and he takes some fun, and he puts in the lady's face, the little lady, the clerk at the store, puts it in her face, and she looks at him, and she says, "What the hell are you doing? You're not going to rob me. Who the hell do you think you are?" She pushes the gun out of the way, and he slings it back out, and she pushes the gun out of the way. She reaches back and gets a claw hammer. Beats the fuck out of the man. They catch him. He didn't shoot anybody. She's like, "You're not shooting me. I'll kill you." And took a claw hammer and beat him to death.
And he died?
No, just but the police caught him.
Well, why didn't he shoot her?
That's the whole question. She was like, "You're not going to shoot me. Who do you think you are? Get away from me."
Is she a hero now?
Apparently.
Let's see. So that's an
example. That's the tactile example of how the Android meme is taking over.
No, the Android meme's finished.
Okay, and so I guess it's not taking over, it's just over.
Good. Yeah, it's over.
It's been taken.
The body retreated. It came back and kicked the shit out of the Android meme.
For nothing. That's about par for the course.
No. You're saying that the guy with the gun is the Android meme and the human being beat it up.
Bam. There it is.
Right. So, let's see. Nostradamus didn't predict the discussion would go to the people's dicks. They didn't predict that, did they?
No, he did not. There is no archetype that would go that crazy far, Bob.
Okay, so we have the Android meme this week. Oh, and they're going to try to distract with the bomb. Oh, yeah. In mediacology, we would say, okay, we're pushing the information silliness to extreme. It'll flip into its opposite. I see that this triviality in the election will flip into a kind of implied nuclear war. That's the tetrad effect.
Yeah, a tetrad side.
So if I say that, that'll be.
So far.
So I have to be careful what I'm saying here, what I'm predicting. So I better not
predict. Yet you do. Yeah, yet you do. We say, "Don't ever do, watch out for that." And you say, "Oh, no." But then you go, "Okay, Iron Fed is going to blow up the world, so I'm surprised the world didn't blow it up yet." Then they drag you off because you blowed up the world. You incited the North Koreans to go tear up the world.
Do I have to be on the media?
Made the mountain cry.
Yeah. Do I have to be on the media to do it, or just saying it here privately with you causes it?
We can't tell the difference, Bob. You are the media, because the media never says it until you say it.
Right.
They don't talk about people's genitalia until you say it. They don't talk about people, dogs and cats laying together until you say it.
Yeah.
They don't do all those things until you say it.
I was talking to Jermaine on this, what youth, I started asking about what she was like in bed, and I started talking about her genitals. That was the beginning of it, wasn't it? When I started talking
Pretty
about
much.
Jermaine's genitals, that caused it.
Very much.
Yeah.
Very
okay,
much.
Well, we know what to say there. We can cite the moment when Bob lowered the public discourse.
Yeah, now it'll be great because on your show we'll compare your genitalia to Donald Trump's. That'd be nice to see which one CT is biggest. Good, you like that.
Yeah, I'd like that.
That'd be nice.
Okay, so
nice.
So we were talking. So what I'm saying is that your sense of urgency right now is being expressed by the crisis. Is the Democratic Party having a crisis? Is it just the Republican Party?
They're dead. The Democrats are all dead. They're not even showing up. They're not even voting. Hillary's
That's
winning,
right.
but
they're
no
all
one's
moving
showing
towards,
up. No one's,
the kids are
no one's
defecting. Is
quickly.
Hillary upset by that? Did she expect to win?
She's numb. She's just numb.
Yeah. Sheila and Charlie went and saw Hillary last week, a little while ago, week and a half ago or something, And it might have been a week ago because he talked about it on the 26th. Yeah, so maybe Thursday. And so they went on the 25th. And Sheila reported to us that she looked phony, over her head, looked pretty ridiculous. And you told us that was a double. But even the doubles can't perform properly.
No, that's right. Even they're broken.
Right. And it's Hillary who wasn't there. What was she doing while those doubles were happening? Was she trying to hold
getting
the board?
Getting plastic surgery. Getting the lines filled up so she doesn't look so bad for the next debate coming up.
Right, so if you get plastic surgery, you can get that done that fast.
Well, it's a form of plastic surgery, but yes.
Okay.
Microdursion.
And normally she has to be speaking every day, so you don't have time to drop out to do that. So she has to have double float so she can get time to do that. But is she confident that she can beat Trump?
Well, she doesn't think anything now because she never thought Bernie Sanders would get a single vote. He's beating her. She's winning, but he's beating her every time he turns around.
He's beating her with the bigger. Is he still getting bigger crowds?
Yep, and raising millions of dollars in a day. Just send $3. Just send $3. That's all we need. Everybody send $3. We'll make this. We'll
okay,
make
so
$3.
Among the young people, is there a vigorous debate among the college age 20-year-olds about whether to vote for Bernie and Trump? Is that what they're engaged in? Who to vote for?
They are every single one of those. They like Bernie because he's going to give them all school for free.
Yeah.
But at
yeah.
the end of the day, they know that doesn't work, so it ends up being Trump's
right.
Trump down Bob Rule.
Right. So they may say to their friends that they're going to vote Bernie, but in the end, they're not going to vote Bernie.
Right.
Well, Bernie won't be there.
Yeah, he won't be there, so it won't matter.
And they will go for Trump over Hillary. Because they know.
No contest, because they know their bum is going to really hurt. Their butt is going to hurt.
If they put Hillary in, you're saying they elect Hillary.
Yes.
Because she represents the old wolf?
Of every terrible thing that's ever to be.
Right, right. Okay, so then. So it was an exciting debate last night. I read a transcript of the previous debate, and it was, like, hilarious what they're saying. So they're not discussing issues at all. So what does Megan think of this? Is she shocked today? Is she complaining to her boss? I'm not going to be part of this. Or she liked the ratings?
Over. She the ratings did it, and she was like the raisin in the sun. She was left out. It wasn't meaningful.
Right. So she's feeling purposeless. She was insulted. She couldn't control it. Is that
right? If he had gotten a fist fight with her, she'd have won the day. But he didn't. He didn't even care. That no one noticed that she was even there or not there.
Right. And Trump did that on purpose too, because he has his ongoing.
Of course.
He made sure she was ignored.
Who are you? You know.
Right. So, did you say you disagree? It was a post-information society. You said it was.
No. We said it's not.
Never seen this kind of information society.
It's never been this society. Yeah, it's not a post. Oh, okay. It's never been.
Okay. Has anybody, maybe going back to Mobites, worked with non-physical the way Carol and I are working with you? You know, verbalizing and talking.
Well,
has anybody,
we would like to say there are representations of it. Representations of when Moses at the burning bush. That's an example. We play the
give me a few cultural examples. Remind me of
the Isom Lee, the Isom Lee trio looking for the stone.
Right.
The Hosea, and from Ziglag to Zion. We're doing this in songs because it'll be more meaningful to put it back together. When you put it back together.
But I'm looking for examples in the Hopi religion. Did they have a representation of interacting with non-physical like Moses did?
Yeah. God came down and smote them if they didn't behave. They got their ass kicked. That's how
right.
they call it. And you don't hear about that very much because when they got killed, when their God killed them, there wasn't anything left of them. So they were killed. Okay. And they don't write, dead ones don't write much history, you see, Bob.
Right. What did the Tibetans experience? What examples do they have of physical, like Moses?
Lockjaw.
Somebody get lockjaw?
No, when they got sideways with their God, they would catch lockjaw.
All right. But I'm talking about Moses talked to the stone. Carol and I are talking with non-physical that's come forth. Nobody has ever had this kind of science. We are doing science with the guidance and help of non-physical. That's never been done by anybody in any culture?
Yet.
Yes.
Some others will. Some others will. I mean, they shall, if you like those words
because
better.
Because we set the bar, and they'll want to do what we did.
Because now they can.
They can.
Now they
right.
can.
So